Morning show at East Coast. Now we're going to hear the story of Luke Cross, who is 4 years old. He's the only child from Ireland diagnosed with an extremely rare condition called AADC. And his mother, Emma Stiles, is hoping to bring Luke abroad for treatment and has started a Just Giving campaign. Emma, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for joining us. So, how's Luke? Okay?
Yeah, he's doing quite well today.
Good. Little lad, 4 years old. What is AADC?
So it stands for aromatic amino acid decarboxylase deficiency. A lot of the symptoms is quite similar to Parkinson's disease. So Luke doesn't make dopamine or serotonin, which affects his everyday life. So he can't walk or talk, he can't eat anything orally, and he requires 24-hour care.
So this is a brain abnormality in some way?
Yeah, the neurotransmitters aren't sending the signals. So what happens?
They use, I'm just trying to figure it out, they use acids and various products to send messages across the sensors. Isn't that the way the brain works?
Yeah, it's neurotransmitters sending signals to through different pathways.
And in Luke, they're not working?
In Luke, yeah, it's not working. So the surgery itself is a brain operation. So what they'll do is they'll implant a vector into his brain, which contains different cells that Luke is missing. So over time, the cells will start to regenerate themselves, and it'll change his life massively.
Gosh, and that's available to do. It seems amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, so where did the cells come from?
I'm not entirely sure.
Did it come from himself, or is it a donor cell?
It's from a vector that they implant into the brain.
Okay, and it changes everything and makes all the things that don't work work.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh,
it takes a lot of hard work, but one day he will be able to take his first steps. He'll be able to walk, talk. He'll be able to, you know, eat orally and properly communicate.
God, that'd be fantastic. What is life at the moment like?
It's quite difficult. Luke, he's quite a big fella, so he needs to be hoisted. And because he's got low muscle tone, it just makes everything a lot harder. So his chest would be quite vulnerable to chest infections. And because of his muscle tone as well, he's prone to aspirating. He needs 100% help with everything. He gets daily physio. When he's not well, he needs to get a lot of nebulizers, a lot of suctioning. Sometimes something as small as a cold could send him up to ICU. So he's quite vulnerable.
Gosh, and you must be on alert all the time.
Yeah, you have to be.
What was it like being diagnosed, and when did you first hear about it?
It was quite scary, not knowing exactly what was going on. And then finally getting the diagnosis, it was a bit of weight off our shoulders, but still not knowing exactly what, you know, what's to come, because the condition is so rare. Each child responds differently to treatment. So there's only about 5% of the children work well with the medication, whereas the other 95% of the kids, they don't have any response to the medication, and it can give them quite bad side effects.
Right. So where is this treatment carried out?
It's carried out in Poland.
Right, and is that one of the only places in the world?
It's the only place in Europe at the moment. They're also doing the same treatment over in San Francisco. And then in Japan and Taiwan, they are doing a different... It's gene therapy replacement as well, but they are targeting a different part of the brain.
Right, and because it's so rare, there's not big departments everywhere concentrating on
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. So it is quite hard to get funding for further research and everything like that.
Right. Now, Poland are in the EU.
Yeah.
And is that any advantage?
It is, definitely. It's a little bit closer than America anyway. We've applied for treatment abroad, so we are currently waiting to hear back. But I doubt that they'll be able to help with funding because it is still under a trial basis. But it's the only hope that we have to help Luke.
Right, and if it's under trial basis, who hasn't approved it yet, or who's still trialing it?
It just means that it's not licensed at the moment. So they do need to do further research on it, but there has been 4 or 5 kids that have received the gene therapy in Poland, and they've had quite good results.
Yeah, and are you, you know, the fact that it hasn't been signed off as such, is that scary itself?
No, like, I think it would be more scary not being able to get this treatment for Luke. This is Luke's only hope. This is going to change his life. So,
yeah. And how long would it be, and how would the journey be? And
as far as I'm aware, we'll be over in Poland for a couple of months pre and post the operation. And it will take a couple of months for the gels to right. or the cells to start.
That's a long time to for yourself to say live there. And
yeah, it is, but it's definitely worth it.
And hence, you know, you want to raise a few quid to actually support you in that circumstance.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you'll be living over there. Have you been in contact with the surgeons over there?
I've emailed the surgeon. So Luke is on his radar. So we've finally been given the all clear to go ahead with it, as long as we can raise the 70,000
to fund it at all. So what about here, what the medical profession here, is anybody guiding you, giving you a hand or
yeah
what?
We have a few teams involved. Luke's consultant is in Crumlin Hospital, so she would talk to the expert over in Great Ormond Street. She would kind of have the most patients with AADC in Europe, as far as I know. So there is quite a lot of emails going forward and back.
Okay. Gosh, it wouldn't be absolutely wonderful. So have you got a target date for when treatment would start?
As soon as possible.
Yeah. And have you got anything towards the 70,000 that you've raised already?
So far we've raised €780. Which is quite generous. We still have a really long way to go, but it's been incredible the amount of support that we've received, and how generous the public have been towards it.
Right, what sort of things are you doing?
We will be holding charity fundraising, some pub nights, any bake sales, coffee mornings, family fun days, anything that we can
right.
do.
Whereabouts?
They're all in planning at the moment.
Yeah, very good. Gosh, you know, it's a battle. And, you know, I was asking you what it's like day to day with Luke. How's it for yourself day to day?
It's quite tiring, but I have a lot of support. Luke has quite a lot of carers and nurses involved as well, so it makes everything a lot easier. But it can be quite tiring at times.
Does he have respite from it?
Yeah, we're involved with a couple of different services. So Luke goes to Laurelin for respite. We have Jack and Jill nurses as well, but unfortunately that's going to be finished in October because Luke will be 5, so unfortunately they won't be able to help after that.
Yeah. Gosh, it must be dominating your life at the moment, is it, in this way?
Yeah, like since Luke has been diagnosed, that's basically been it, you know, just trying to help.
Yeah. How did you find out about Poland, or did they know in Crumlin about it?
I'm involved in a group, the AADC Research Trust. It's the only charity that fundraises for research towards Luke's condition. So there's a Facebook group with all the mums and dads. So Lisa Flint, she's the founder of the AADC Research, and she's helped a lot with moving the trials forward and getting the research done, getting the word out there.
Right, so it's just plonking something in that should have been there and it's not there.
Yeah.
And then you expect a full recovery, or what's
it? It will take time. The therapy that's gone on in Japan and Taiwan, they have, I think, about 10 years experience so far. But the gene therapy replacement in Poland and San Francisco, the specific part that they're implanting the vector, is supposed to be getting a lot better and quicker results. So it's still early days, but it's quite hopeful.
Yeah, well done. Fingers crossed on
Thanks
that, Emma.
Much.
And no doubt you have various pages around the place for people to have a look at.
We're on Instagram. It's called @JourneyLukes. We're using the hashtag One Rare Step and hashtag Luke's Journey.
Very good. And when do you hope to get out there to Poland? And
As soon as we can.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Get the money in and get over. But you're in contact. You've made the initial consultation as such, and, you know, you're just waiting on the go, really.
Basically, just waiting for the donations.
Right. Well, the best of luck with that, Emma.
That's great. Thanks so much.
That's fantastic. Anything else you want to say? Or
just thanks to everybody for all your help and support. We really, really appreciate it, and this is definitely going to make Luke's life a whole lot better.
Okay, well, keep us informed of the fundraising that you're going to be involved in after the planning and getting it underway, and wish Luke all the very best.
Great.
That's Luke Cross. Luke Cross is 4 years old, and he is an only child, and he's been diagnosed. It's extremely rare. It's AADC, and his mum, Emma Stiles, just told us all about him. Thanks very much indeed, Emma.
Great, thank you.